Hi, I'm Bob Masago. Pleased to welcome J.P. Harris to our studios. He's got a couple of shows coming up in the Commonwealth. Tonight he's in Charlottesville at Dirty Nellie's. That show time is 9 o'clock. And then tomorrow evening he'll be in Floyd at Dogtown Roadhouse around 8 o'clock. He's got a new album called J.P. Harris is a Trash Fire, out now on Bloodshot Records. J.P., thanks for coming in.
Absolutely glad to be here.
So we are now picking the best of 2024 here at WNRN. And so far, J.P. Harris is a Trash Fire is the absolute runaway winner as best album title of the year.
Good to hear.
How did you come up with that?
Well, it's kind of a it's a multifaceted album title. Part of it is, you know, as the world of country music that I inhabit, which is sort of a, you know, left of center, underground country, whatever, has gotten bigger and grown and expanded. There's kind of, it's almost like it's dissected itself into all these other little subgenres, and I've sort of always continued to feel myself like, albeit a respected member of these larger country music communities, kind of an outlier and an outsider in a way. And I kind of had the funny analogy in my brain that, you know, a trash fire or like a burning car on the side of the road, it's kind of like the train wreck effect where people, they can't stop looking at it. You know, they're fascinated and terrified at the same time. So I feel like in a weird way, the sort of odd and avant angles of my writing in the last few years have continued to make me a little bit like a human trash fire in the music scene. So
I love the promotional photo of the actual fire in the dumpster. Mm-hmm. Did you have any trouble doing that?
No. That was easy. Yeah, I've got methods. I got ways.
How about a song from the new album?
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to play this cut called Long in the Tooth. 1, 2, 3, 4.
A new young man with a head full of fire. Tear down, cut it up, boys, just couldn't tire. You wrote his own story, you lived it out loud. But it's come to the end now, it ain't working out. Maybe I'm getting out of time, out of mind. I got the feeling, but I ain't got the fight. And maybe I'm getting a little long in the tooth. Go out running around chasing down yesterday's truths. I used to write poems with a voice so clear, but I gave them all to pretty girls in my younger years. I used to get high when the lights came down. Feel so alone now when I'm out on the town. Maybe I'm living in a time out of mind. I got the feeling, but I ain't got the fight. Maybe I'm getting a little long in the tooth to go out running around chasing down yesterday's truths. I got the feeling, but I ain't got the fight. And maybe I'm getting a little long in the tooth to go out running around chasing down yesterday's truths.
J.P. Harris in studio on WNRN, a song from the new J.P. Harris is a Trash Fire album out now on Bloodshot Records. We heard Long in the Tooth. You can see J.P. Harris and his band tonight at Dirty Nellie's in Charlottesville at 9 o'clock, and then tomorrow evening in Floyd at Dogtown Roadhouse at 8 o'clock. Great song. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Obviously, you're not alone. Who's your accompanist?
This is my dear friend Sean Thompson playing guitar. He also got up early and was a real sport about it. So
that's great. Your last two albums before the most recent one, I think Chance McCoy produced those albums.
One of them, yep.
And then this one you got J.D. McPherson. And what I've read is that your connection to J.D. started kind of in your alter ego career.
That's correct.
Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so, you know, I've done historic restoration carpentry since I was about 17 years old. And even in years where I've, you know, toured super heavily or super light, you know, it's kind of like I get about 12 hours off when I get home from the last day of tour and then change which hat I wear, you know, different van, different tools. J.D. and I have met a couple of times, you know, through mutual acquaintances, and then he needed some work done on his place in Nashville, and he was like, man, I really like to hire from within my own scene and community. He's like, but are there any musicians who do anything besides rip on guitar in this town? And so that sort of was how we connected, and probably by about the third or fourth day of me working on his place, he came out the end of one day, and he's like, oh, you guys packing up? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you want to stick around and have a Paloma? And I was like, yeah, I want to stick around and have a Paloma, man. Let's hang out. And that just sort of snowballed into us having lots of after-work Palomas for many, many months after that. So, and we just connected super hard on, you know, our musical and artistic backgrounds and sort of our relationships to the music and art worlds. And, you know, we're both real geeky foodies and, you know, ethnomusicology, you know, dweebs. And we dovetailed right in as humans. So we've been pretty good pals for 7, 8, 9 years now at this point. So.
How do you think his influence is reflected on the new album?
Oh, man. I could write volumes about that. You know, he, you know, he's known mostly for his music career, and you know, which is music also inhabits, you know, the larger Americana, large air quotes, world, and sort of that it's sort of throwback rock and roll, but there's like elements of Motown and soul and even, you know, weird early acid rock stuff. And, you know, he has really expanded his writing and his production style over his last 4 or 5 albums. And so trying to explain, you know, being in the studio with him, and particularly when we got into the mixing element, we were using euphemisms relating to obscure cubist art and weird, you know, this was not like, hey man, you know that one Stones record? It was like, you know, there was this Dadaist guy from France. Do you know that one painting? Let's make the bass sound like that, you know? And so, or we were referencing films or really hilarious, you know, made up fantastical scenarios in which, you know, Gordon Lightfoot was eating acid with Waylon Jennings in the desert somewhere, and, you know, and then a UFO came, or, you know, like, so it was very much, it was larger than just a musical production experience. It was very much a broader art experience.
Sounds like it must have been a really a great time.
It was, yeah.
Would you like to play another song from the album?
Would love to, absolutely, awesome. Yeah. This one's called To the Doves. I could be the only one, clear the sky and let the sun hold you from the darkness to the daylight. Could have been your sole reprieve, everything you'd ever need, one the good Lord made to be by your side. But I was just a stranger, you're better off this way. Why bear the pain of losing one you love? So go on, forget I ever came, forget you knew my name, and let's leave the morning to the doves. Honeysuckle's sweetest scents tangle around a barbed wire fence, torment and the beauty, how they linger. You painted me a thornless rose, only colors that you chose, and cried when the blood ran from your fingers. It's no use, dear, to fight it. Open up your eyes, I'm just a dream that you've been dreaming of. So come now, let the feelings fade.
days drift away, and let's leave the morning to the doves. Time and simple hours that we spent among the stars above. But my heavens, they have come and gone. Take your heart and carry on, and let's leave the morning to the doves.
We are live in studio on WNRN with J.P. Harris, accompanied by Sean Thompson. To the Doves is a song from the new album. J.P. Harris is a Trash Fire, out now on Bloodshot Records. He and his band will be playing at Dirty Nelly's tonight in Charlottesville, music around 9 o'clock, and then in Floyd at Dogtown Roadhouse around 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. J.P., you have done a lot of stuff in your life. You left home pretty early, and you drifted through a bunch of different jobs in different parts of the country.
Yep.
When did it seem like music was going to be an important part of your life?
Well, everyone in my family always laughs about how I was a born natural performer from my early wiggling years and still in my ditties. I got my first guitar when I was probably, 11 years old, 12 years old. And, I always craved and dreamed about the idea of, performing and being on a stage and writing music. And, eventually at a certain point in my teenage years, it became more of like I became everybody's campfire jukebox. I never really thought that I would pursue music as a career. And then I got real heavy into traditional Appalachian music and started learning how to build old-time open-back banjos and play clawhammer banjo, and started going to more and more of these fiddlers' conventions. And I kind of just, the bug was like fully embedded in my skin. I realized that something that was a massive hole in my life was the regular occurrence of playing music with other people. And it was years before I finally admitted that I'd actually become a professional musician, because I just sort of thought of myself as more like a carpenter with a country music habit. And I think it was when I finally moved down to Nashville, and even moving there, I hadn't quite committed that this was really what I was doing with my life. I just wanted to be closer to my family in Alabama and kind of be immersed in music a little heavier. And then the really good free weekly paper there in Nashville Scene does a best of edition every year. And the first year I was there, they voted my debut album the best country record of 2011. And I sort of had like a wide-eyed moment of going like, oh, I guess this means I'm a professional now. And that was 13 or 14 years ago, and I just haven't stopped. So, I guess it's a habit I'm not going to shake.
It had to be very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Do you have time to give us one more song?
Love to, yeah. Yeah, this is the lead track off the album. This one's called Old Fox. It's been 500 miles of upside down smiles. The highway taking a bad day out on me. And this rough and rocky traveling has got my heart unraveling. But honey, about the lovingest thing I've seen. And there ain't 1 mile of good road between Knoxville and Memphis. So I think I'll stay a while in Caroline. And if I said that I love you like an old fox loves chicken, would you let me up in your hen house tonight? Oh, it's day after day, just wilding the miles away, lonesome as a rambling boy can be. And it's the way you shake them tail feathers driving off this pale weather. Oh, I'd sure love to know what's underneath. There ain't 1 mile of good road between Knoxville and Memphis, so I think I'll stay a while in Caroline. And if I said that I love you like an old
fox loves chicken. Won't you let me up your hen house tonight? Stay a while in Caroline. And if I said that I love you like a old fox loves chicken, would you let me up in your hen house tonight? And if I said that I love you like a old fox loves chicken, would you let me up in your hen house tonight?
We are live in studio with J.P. Harris, accompanied by Sean Thompson today. Old Fox is on the new album, J.P. Harris is a Trash Fire. You can get it now on Bloodshot Records. You can see them in the full band tonight at Dirty Nelly's in Charlottesville at 9 o'clock, and then tomorrow evening in Floyd at Dogtown Roadhouse. J.P., Sean, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo.